Continuing with Mishnah Zayin and Mishnah Ches, Hanetios v'Hadluyim Mitzdarfin L'soch Beis Sa'ah. We mentioned before about the status of the Netios, young trees, and that if you have a field that is young trees, so then you're allowed to plow that field up until Rosh Hashanah because we're concerned about the health of those young trees, and you can plow the entire field until Rosh Hashanah. What's the status of a deluyim? Deluyim are gourds. The Yerushalmi avers, the Yerushalmi says that these deluyim are large gourds, they're large vines, deluyim hayavanis, Greek gourds. I'm not totally sure what they produced. So does that have a status also of a natia, of a young sapling of a tree, in regards to giving this area a status of a sedei lawn that can be plowed until Rosh Hashanah? So the Mishnah presents two different positions. The first is Hanatios v'hadluyim mitzdarfin l'soch beis sa'ah. The Natios and deluyim can be mitzdarif together to form in a beis sa'ah. So if you have, let's say, six Natios and four deluyim, seven Natios and three deluyim, so now you can plow the entire field until Rosh Hashanah. But the Tanakhama feels that it needs to be a majority of Netios. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel disagrees. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer kol asar deluyim lebeisa'am, that even if you have 10 deluyim to a beisa'am, chorshin kol beisa'am ad Rosh Hashanah, that these deluyim are also somewhat tenuous. These deluyim also are things that need attention until Rosh Hashanah. And therefore you can be chorish them, you can plow them until Rosh Hashanah. An interesting question is asked in Mishnah Ches, moving forward. Ad emosai nikru netios. When does a boy become a man, if you will? When does a sapling become a full-grown tree in regards to these halachos? We mentioned again the distinction. A netia, or a field of netios, can be plowed until Rosh Hashanah. A normal sedei ilan can only be plowed, assuming that there are 10 trees or 3 trees that produce enough figs, only until Shavuos. And past that point, you cannot. So when does something stop being a netia and now take on the more chomer status of being a full-fledged ilan? So it's three different shitas brought down in the Tanayim. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer ad sheyacholu, that only until they become free. Free for use, namely until the 5th year. 3 years for Orlam, and the 4th year for Neter Vai. It's only then that the tree takes on that status, that freedom. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Basheva Shanim, that only until 7 years does a tree really produce fruit. People who perhaps in their own life have planted trees before, so they know that even by the 3rd year or 4th year, the trees are not yet full, they're not yet complete. And therefore, that seems to match up with the Shita of Yeshua, that until the 7th year, it's called a netia, it's not called an ilan. And Rabbi Kiva has a more machmir Shita. He says, netia kishma. Something is only called a sapling, or that when it stops being called a sapling, then it no longer has a status of netia. And the Meforshim seem to assume, the Rambam and others, that's usually only for 1 year. I mean, 1 year is called a sapling, beyond that it's called a tree. So if according to Rabbi Kiva, and this is not just a theoretical question, these are obviously questions that affect Halacha Maisa and Eretz Yisrael, that when you plant a tree, you only have that first year to do work in the field up until Rosh Hashanah, and beyond that, the deadline is Shavuos. The parak concludes with the following: Ilan shenigmam v'hotzi chalifin. A tree gets cut down, and it sort of sends off shoots from it. It sprouts off shoots from that tree. The way the most unfortunate seem to assume that means there's like the trunk, you know, the trunk or the roots that are left from the tree that can still produce field. So does that have a status of an ilan? Or does this status have a status of netia? I mean, you have a full-fledged tree that's been cut down. What's left, is it a netia that can be worked until Rosh Hashanah? Or does it have the status of a tree that can only be worked until Shavuos? So the Mishnah says it depends. Ilan shenigman behotzi chalifin mitefach ulamata kinetia. If the shoot, if let's say the root, is a tefach or less that has a status of netia, mitefach ulamalo ki ilan. If it's a tefach or more that has a status of an ilan, and divrei Rabbi Shimon, that is the position of Rabbi Shimon.